Welcome to the Buyer's Desk, your weekly resource for all things natural food retail.
This season, we're shaking things up with shorter weekly episodes to fit your busy schedule.
Each month, we dive into SPINS data, explore trends with industry leaders, spotlight emerging brands, and share actionable strategies to help you thrive.
Get ready to explore the world of natural food retail. It's Angela.
And it is Chris here. And I am with not only Angela, but also two of the In for Summer interns, Gavin and Ashley. And we're going to be trying some of St. James Organic Brewed Tea. Angela, you're going to tee us up on what we're...
I'm going to tee you up on the tea.
Yeah.
All right. So these are certified organic. Mixture of a little bit of stevia and a little bit of cane sugar in some SKUs. Some are just stevia sweetened. Interesting flavors, and honestly, highlight for me, sweet resealable aluminum bottle that gets really cold and very refreshing. We're going to start with the classic lemon, which is one of their zero sugar SKUs. Bottoms up.
This is good. I can get the black tea right away and a little bit of the lemon.
Light and refreshing.
Ashley, your thoughts?
I love the subtleness of the lemon paired with the black tea. It's really great.
Gavin?
The lemon is very subtle. The black tea tastes great in as well.
All right, let's go to the next one. We're going to try this original green tea. This is one of the low sugar SKUs, a little bit of cane, a little bit of stevia.
It's got a little bit of lemon in it as well, right? I really like that one. You definitely get the green tea flavor hit right away with minimal lemon. Devin, your thoughts?
Yeah, the green tea is what you notice right away, and then it's followed by a little bit of lemon aftertaste, and it makes it very refreshing.
Ashley, your thoughts?
I don't get a lot of the lemon, but I do really like the green tea, and it's pretty strong, so I like it.
Very smooth. Love this.
Excellent. So now we're going to go on to pineapple mango, and this one's a low-sugar one, so it's got the real sugar and the stevia.
I love the tropical fruit flavor. It is front and center and fantastic.
A lot of punch in that. Excellent. Gavin, quick take?
Yeah, a tropical is an A+.
Ashley?
Love how you can taste both pineapple and mango. Really good.
All right, fourth but certainly not final for us, blood orange and hibiscus, another one of the zero sugar SKUs.
Yeah, this one's pretty smooth. Don't get too much of like the punchy flavor though. Pretty chill.
Yeah, very cohesive, really, really lovely.
All right. Well, these were all a bunch of great teas that we tried. Really good flavor, really low on the sweetness, a little bit of stevia coming through on some of those, but really great flavors, super refreshing. Final thoughts, Angela?
Love the bottle, love the diversity of SKUs, and yeah, definitely going to be in my fridge.
Excellent. Well, thanks for Ashley and Gavin joining us, and we are out.
Hello, and welcome to The Buyer's Desk, an infra podcast. I'm Jim Olson, SPINS Senior Retail Insights Manager, and your special guest host today, here with a rundown of what's happening on the data side of the natural foods industry. We're quickly making our way to the back end of 2025, and if I were to give a way too early summary of the biggest industry trends of the year, it would probably start and end with beverages as a solution. Solution to what? Well, just about every nutritional need or desire a customer could possibly have. Beverages with prebiotics, beverages with postbiotics, beverages with protein, hydration, electrolytes, THC, alcohol, no alcohol, beverages to help you wake up, focus, even fall back asleep. In short, it is a great time to be a beverage brand. While modern sodas have hogged the beverage spotlight for much of the year, sneaking up behind them is the ready-to-drink tea category, existing well before modern soda came around, and currently posting a 4% growth rate across the natural channel, and more than 6% growth rate across infra alone, according to the most recent data from SPINS. To speak to some of that category and individual success, I'm very happy to introduce our guest today, Matt Hatch from St. James Iced Tea. Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at St. James.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. My name is Matt Hatch, Senior Director of Sales at St. James. I've been in this role for about 2 months, but I'm very familiar with infra, having been at Poppy previously and Health Aid Kombucha.
Sounds like you are well-versed in the beverage space, to say the least.
I've been here for a little while.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast today. As mentioned, tea is really kind of having a moment right now and benefiting from the larger boost that all ready-to-drink beverages have seen this year. St. James alone saw a 33% increase in sales at Infra and 58% growth across the natural channel at large. As you look across larger beverage landscape and maybe reference some of your, you know, historical work experience, where do you see St. James fitting in and or standing out?
Well, I would definitely say standing out. St. James is the iced tea for the next generation. Founded in 2022 by Arizona iced tea co-founder John Farolito. He wanted to get back into the category he helped build in a more delicious, healthier, and sustainable way. And St. James is that. It's all natural, certified organic, nothing artificial. We import our organic tea leaves from India. We freshly brew, flavor, and co-pack here in the U.S. And we have two lines. We have a black tea line with zero calories and zero sugar. And we have a green tea line with less than 25 calories and less than 5 sugars. And all are certified organic and most importantly, taste great.
I can concur. I was never a green tea fan before, and I opened a can of St. James at Expo West and completely converted me 100%.
I love it. And I'm, you know, transparently the same way. I came from, you know, a kombucha and a soda background, always very carbonated and sparkling, but I'm very much hooked and on the St. James train. I'm not afraid to admit I have a couple a day.
love it. Well, you gotta walk the walk, right?
Yes.
You mentioned this a little bit, but outside of the more conventional leading brands across this space, you think of Snapple back in the day, right? Or Lipton. Iced tea began drifting more towards the natural food space in the 1990s with pioneers like, you know, your forefathers at Arizona, or especially Honest Tea, the late great Honest Tea, right? With their status as a brand who pushed the category to adopt a more natural leaning ingredient deck. Spoke to this a bit already in brief, but you know, St. James is in the top 10 of organic ready to drink tea brands at Infra, which is pretty cool. What has St. James' approach been to create a cleaner alternative in the iced tea space?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we knew there had to be a better way to make the world's most, you know, beloved drink. We are reimagining what iced tea should be, a simpler, more authentic version, free from the unnecessary additives and artificial ingredients. Our tagline, our motto is simply St. James is iced tea as it should be. We use it a lot. Our premium tea leaves are sourced from certified organic and fair trade plantations in India, ensuring environmentally responsible practices are followed and workers are treated fairly. Our commitment to the sustainable and ethical farming practices really ensures that every sip of St. James not only delights your senses, but also supports the well-being of the land and the people who cultivate it. We preach it and walk the walk.
I appreciate that. I was just at Noontopia Now in Denver this past month. And what's really exciting to me was over half of that show were first-time exhibitors across many different types of categories, right? And a common thread that I saw was these new brands start out with that more commitment to ethical sourcing and being more respectful of you know, those ingredient communities, countries where they're sourcing their international ingredients and product types from. And it's really refreshing to me that a newer brand like St. James and some of these baby brands yet, you start out the gate with that commitment towards sustainability, towards this more ethical sourcing and production practices. So definitely kudos to you and St. James for that effort.
And thank you so much. That's absolutely paramount for us. And you mentioned cracking open a can at Expo. I mean, we are switching to aluminum for that very reason. The sustainability effect, you know, the environmental impact, all of the above.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I love packaging with a purpose. You know, I like seeing brands make a conscious effort to consider the impact their product's packaging has. I know with the, we'll say, instability in the marketplace this past year and tariffs on different types of packaging, aluminum, elsewise, there's a lot of major conventional beverage brands are going back to plastic just for price conscious sake on their business side, not necessarily the consumer side. But plastics are all around us and sadly inside of us in some points. It is refreshing to see a beverage company like St. James, again, at the early stage, make a concerted effort towards more sustainable options. Could you just expand a bit more on what drove that packaging decision towards aluminum cans and what it means, represents for St. James as a company?
The switch to aluminum bottles for us was a huge deal, and we are still kind of going through that transition. There may be some Tetra out there, but it is no longer in production. As with any, you know, pack change or transition, there's always some growing pains, but we are gladly going through those because of all the great benefits of aluminum versus Tetra. Those being the aluminum bottle supports sustainability, portability, durability, and temperature. Aluminum is known to even keep drinks colder longer. It's also the highest recycling rate compared to other beverage containers. So it really, to us, is the best option for our offering. And I'm very glad to note that we are the first ever resealable aluminum iced tea. And at a 16-ounce can, you know, that can be a stretch to finish in one serving. So it's cool that we can say we're the first ever resealable aluminum iced tea.
I love that. As somebody who gets distracted easily, being able to put a tap on it and come back to it or toss in the fridge is handy. I'm infamous for leaving sparkling water cans all across the house, have drank because something happened and I come back and it's flat and warm. So the bottle cap is a huge plus for me.
100%. Me too. And being an active family with young ones, we're always hiking and, you know, traveling. And for me, chasing a toddler, bending over with an open can, I'm often spilling it on myself and others. So this is right up my alley as well.
I've been there for sure. A fun fact to take back to the folks at St. James, looking into some spins data, your aluminum varieties had a combined 87% sales growth at Infra, compared to the 33% seen by your full line. So it's really cool to see that across Infra, you know, a great demographic for you for sure, that the response rate from shoppers specifically is very, very positive towards those aluminum varieties.
I love that. Thank you so much, Jim. And when it comes to Infra, really, St. James is just getting started. We've got our first promo programming confirmed in October. We did this podcast as a way to get in front of the members and really get ourselves out there. So we couldn't be more excited to continue to grow the brand within Infra with the members.
Love it. Love it. One last question. Keep it kind of fun here. You're speaking to varieties, you know, a big cousin to natural ingredients is of course flavor. Spins data shows that the highest selling flavors within ready to drink tea are peach, mint, and just plain unflavored, followed closely by, of course, lemon. St. James seemed to make an extra effort to integrate a more brighter flavors into your lineup, not historically seen in the tea space. I was especially impressed by the collaboration you did with the White Lotus. That was a great, delicious variety. I got to try at Expo. Can you speak to the intentionality behind some of the flavor profiles that St. James has chosen?
Yeah, absolutely. As a second generation family owned and sustainably packaged brand, St. James puts a lot of thought into absolutely everything we do. Each flavor features organic ingredients and a taste profile that expertly avoids both, you know, just a hint and way too much, you know, very balanced, equal parts refreshing and uplifting. We've also noticed consumers really reacting positively to those brighter flavors like our pineapple and mango and our passion fruit and peach. And we are leaning into it. You mentioned our White Lotus. That was our mango collaboration, the HBO show. We'll be doing that one into 2026. And then that flavor will actually be staying on as an everyday item. So that mango did so well. We're bringing it back next year as a permanent item. We're also doing a collaboration with a peach, Juicy Couture Peach. You know, the classic kind of 2000s.
Oh,
brand. Yes. Yeah, we're going to be doing a cool partnership with them coming up. So you may be seeing some nice velour track suits out there in market, but we're really excited about that one as well. So we've been leaning into those brighter flavors, but we're also maintaining the traditional, you know, classic lemon and our original green tea offerings. There's a place for those in the market, and we also recognize that as well.
Wonderful. I can just imagine in my head right now, I can picture a custom limited edition St. James koozie with some Juicy Couture influences there.
I like that. I like that. A velour koozie. I don't even know if one exists, but we'll have to make it happen. Thank you so much, Jim. That's outstanding.
Well, thank you and St. James for your time, your perspective. Of course, thanks to Spins for the data highlighted in this segment. Loved getting to know you. Loved getting to dive into the iced tea space. Once again, throwing back to Expo West, first thing I did when I landed in Anaheim was walking through the airport, and I saw a big bus ad for Sprite's limited edition iced tea variety. So it's When the big time players are dipping into the category, you know that the category has great momentum. So wishing you and the St. James team all the best of luck going forward these next big years ahead of you.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. We are, again, very excited to partner with Infra and couldn't be more eager to grow the partnership and grow together moving forward. So thank you again for including us and thinking of us. We look forward to future podcast features, hopefully.
Love it. I'm here for it.
All right.
And thank you to Infra, of course. And as always, we'll see you at the show.
Amazing. Looking forward to being there next year. This year, we were just a sponsor, but next year, we will be there in person for sure.
Love it. All right. Take care.
Amazing. Thank you.
As we wrap up this episode of The Buyer's Desk, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks to the incredible Infra staff, contributors, dedicated independent retailers, and visionary natural food brands and business partners that made this episode possible.
Stay tuned for more inspiring insights and stories in the world of natural food retail. Until next time, thank you for your support. Angela Bozo, co-host and administrator.
Chris Sorensen, co-host and producer.
Kim Rout, executive producer and segment contributor.
Jim Olson, Spins segment manager.
Austin Hinkle, audio engineer.
Sarah Super, wellness strategist.
Madeline Ware, marketing writer, editor, and digital manager.
Haley Craig, audio engineer and segment contributor.
Raina Kittredge, segment contributor.
Bella Sislo, outreach manager and segment contributor.